EasyIrish.com, a podcast show where learning Irish is made easy. Here are your hosts, Antoine and Darla.
Cheers, Eva, Harja. And Fulcha go EasyIrish.com. It's Misha Darla, and I'm here with Antoine.
Cheers, Eva, Harja.
Antoine, what's tonight's lesson?
Tonight's lesson, Gerald, we're just going to do some survival Irish for people. I know we've done a few podcasts now, and some people have bits and pieces of Irish. At the minute, not a lot, but just in case they get into a predicament where they are using their Irish and people are talking away above their head and they don't understand, it's just small phrases that they can use to let those people know. Maybe that they're only learning or they don't understand. Or they're
asking for clarity in that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to say they don't understand. If we don't understand, we just say ní higam. Ní higam.
Ní higam.
Ní, the negative, A-N-I, fada, ní higam. And we'll post these spellings, but ní higam. And just while we're on ní higam, if you do understand, we just say tigam. Tigam.
Tigam.
Tigam.
Tigam.
Now, again, if somebody happened to say something, you didn't understand them, you could say, maybe they were saying it too fast, you could say, say that again, please. Please. The way we say that in Irish, we say, Aber Shinnerish le the hull.
Okay.
Aber Shinnerish le the hull.
Okay, say that again.
Right.
Okay, that's a good one.
If you were completely stuck, you weren't sure how to say, I don't understand, you could also say, just to let the people, the person know that you don't understand or you don't know by saying, Nila Sugum. Nila Sugum.
That's my favourite. Nila Sugum.
Nila Sugum.
I don't know. Nila Sugum.
Right.
Okay.
Here's one that we could say as well. Tá mé a fhoghlaim na Gaelic. I am learning the language. Tá mé a fhoghlaim na Gaelic.
Okay, fulham is the verb
to, it's the action, the verbal noun for learning.
Learning, okay.
Learning. Tá mé a fhoghlaim na Gaelic. I am learning Irish. Níla Sugam. What we could say as well, gomaleskil. Gomaleskil. Excuse me. Ach ní higam. Ach, B-U-T, but. Ach ní higam, I don't understand.
So, excuse me, I don't understand. So, gomalesco, ach ní higam.
And you can use all these phrases then. You could say, gomalesco, ní higam, aber shinnerish le the hull.
Okay.
And then we have a phrase here. With all these phrases, we can join them together. And even though you're telling people that in a negative way, at least you're using your Irish, you could say, ní smuilla le the hull. Slowly, please. If somebody was speaking too fast and you couldn't understand, you could say, ní smuilla le the hull.
Ní smuilla le the hull. Okay. And that's also a useful one, please, there.
Yeah. Le the hull. If you're talking to more than one, you'd say, le wordall. Le wordall. But talking to one person,
You could use that please, like little hall, when you're making requests or anything as well.
Drichin Doris little hall. Osclan Inyo little hall. Close the door, please. Open the window, please.
Okay. No, that's good. No, it's.
Now, again, this is one that beginners or learners use an awful lot, and it's Tabron Orn. I'm sorry. Ní higam. I don't understand. Sorry, I don't understand.
And we're using there the arm.
Arm.
The preposition
arm. We've already used arm. On me.
Okay.
Again. And again, thank you. You could thank the person then for speaking slowly so that you can understand them. It's a garo mai agat. Now you could say garo mai agat. Again, we can add on the word for 100. Caid. Garo caid mai agat. Garo caid mai agat. Thank you.
100 times.
Yeah. And then we can put more emphasis on the thanks by saying, Garo mila mai agat.
1,000 times.
And again, to really add on the thanks, We could say, grow milla milla my yogurt.
A thousand times.
Yeah. Another one, if you just want to say, okay, so be it, we can say, tagamoy, tagamoy.
Yeah, like just if somebody was stating something to you, yeah, you can just say, ah, tagamoy.
Tagamoy.
So be it, tagamoy.
Now, if it really gets complex, you could say, es comma. It doesn't matter.
Back to the drawing board. It doesn't matter.
Es comma. It doesn't matter. But I'll just go over these again. And you can imagine saying one like, Tabron arm, ack. We've already covered ack, means but. I'm sorry, but ni hikam shin. I don't understand that. Mar nil moran giligogum. I don't have a lot of Irish. Tamel folum ni gilig. I am learning the Irish.
Mm-hmm.
And with all those small survival pieces of Irish,
mm-hmm.
you could piece together a fairly lengthy sentence.
And what's really good about those phrases is that if you're learning Irish, or if you're like a little shy with your Irish, and that you can use these phrases to kind of just using a little bit of Irish, building up your confidence a little bit as well for practicing and that.
Well, I always say to learners, if somebody happens to say something and you don't understand them, rather than say it in English
mm-hmm.
that you don't understand, you should always say, Tabron arm, ni higam shin, aber shin arish le the hull, or aber shin arish ni smulla le the hull. Say that again slowly, please.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're letting the person know that you don't understand, but at least you're saying it in Irish.
At least you're...
And again, saying those couple of things in Irish, it'll boost your confidence.
Mm-hmm. And it'll help you to kind of to carry on the conversation, or even if you have to break into the English and stuff, but at least that you're able to clarify and reason. And,
as well as that, the person you're talking to then will help you out. They'll be more understanding.
That's it. A lot of people... No matter what levels they are, it's like a lot of people that I find whose levels are a lot higher are very generous for their Irish. They're always willing to help out. Nobody's going to see you struggle. And don't be afraid to be struggling, because everyone's kind of gone through that process of learning and making the 10 up sticks. But just be, don't be shy with it. Just be brave with it. And
It's great if people go to the Gaeltacht as well, and they're kind of nervous about using their Irish.
Mm-hmm.
But if they use their basic Irish, and if they do happen to speak to people then, and they get stuck, they can revert to these survival pieces of Irish and say, "Tabron orm ni hikam shin. I don't understand that. Aber shin arish le the hull." They can use things like "Níl moran gilig ogam." I don't have a lot of Irish, but I'm learning Irish.
Right then, should we try like a wee quiz? Just
yeah,
I'll ask the listeners here, how would you say in Irish three of the phrases that we just learnt? Okay, so number one, for the people at home, how would you say I don't understand in Irish? And that's number one, I don't understand. Okay, and we'll go on to number two. In Irish, how would you say I don't know in Irish? So number two, I don't know. And then the last one, don't I say if you lost £100 and you were to say to me, it doesn't matter. Could you say that in Irish?
you could.
You would hardly say it in English, never mind in Irish. So number three, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Okay. So, Anton and Alan, number one, I don't understand.
For that one, Gerard, if we just say, ni higam. Ni higam.
Ni higam. Okay. Ni so higam. Number one is ni higam. I don't understand. Number two, I don't know.
Nílasóigm.
Nílasóigm, I don't know. And then the last one, number three, it doesn't matter.
Number three, we would say, is comma. Okay. It doesn't matter. It's comma.
Okay. So, well done if you got all three of those correct. We've got all the show notes up there. If you're worried about the spelling and the pronunciation, you can always replay what Adana has said there. So good luck with all that. And then finally, we come on to the phrase of the week, Adana.
I have a French magnet at home, and this small phrase is on it, and it's a great reminder for people who are learning Irish to use their bits and pieces of Irish, and it is, broken Irish is better than eloquent or clever English,
okay.
Right, or good English, but in Irish we say, Is far Gaelic vrishte na bairla clishte. Brishte is the adverbial adjective for broken.
Mm-hmm.
Broken Irish is better than bairla, which is the English language, and clishte means smart or clever. I suppose it could be eloquent.
Eloquent English.
Is far Gaelic vrishte na bairla clishte.
That's a good one.
Mm.
That's a good one, actually. Yeah, that's true.
And it's a great way to encourage our learners as well, you know, that try your bits and pieces of Irish. It's not always going to be perfect.
Yeah.
My Irish isn't always perfect, but use it. Keep trying it out. String all your small survival Irish together, and you'll get a long sentence out of them.
Right.
But as well as that, it'll let the more advanced learner or speaker know that you are a learner,
mm-hmm.
And they will show you a bit of understanding.
Oh, aye, definitely. No, so Gramila Mayogat, Antona, for that, and Gramila Mayogat to everyone at home listening. We hope you enjoy the lesson and have fun practicing those phrases. Okay, Slán agus Beannacht.
Slán agus Beannacht.